The panelists said it is time for Africa to abandon its traditions that disadvantage women and adopt open-minded practices that empower them to take charge of their own destiny. They also called on young people to desist from violence, especially during elections, and instead fully participate in electoral processes so as to achieve their desired outcomes. Speaking after the panel discussion, Hlanganani Gumbi of the Opposition Democratic Alliance in South Africa told Studio 7, while they have a relatively stable political system in his country, he is very worried about events in Zimbabwe.
I'm concerned about the political situation in Zimbabwe. I'm concerned about rulers and people who stay in power beyond a certain period of time.
Gumbi also urged young people to tap into the power of social media to engage their political leadership. Another panelist, Pamela Kanora, a political scientist in Tanzania, said democracy can never be complete without youth participation. Hence, the need for young people to fully engage in all the processes.
I wish that America would give more support to domestic election observation. This means the young people who are taking part into elections, because we understand election observation cannot cover what all happens in our countries.
Her views were echoed by Eric Besong, a health professional from Cameroon. The five fellows, who are all interning with the Howard University in Washington, said they were excited about the opportunity to speak in Congress today. Fatu Oguche of the Independent National Electoral Commission in Nigeria is also at Howard University. She says the recent peaceful power handover in Nigeria must be a good example for African leaders.
The world was surprised because everybody just thought, you know, everything was going to go haywire after the elections. So I think other countries in Africa have a lot to learn.
Although there were no Zimbabwean fellows in Congress, there are 30 of them under the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Reporting for Studio 7 from the U.S. Congress, I am Tungamilinkomo.